Special considerations for feeding exotic fish. Special considerations for exotic fish feeding are vital for every fish owner. If you want your exotic fish to thrive, you need to grasp their specific dietary needs. Understanding the dietary requirements is crucial as it encompasses key nutrients, common mistakes made in feeding, and the importance of nutritional supplementation. Learn the best practices for each species, how to choose between pellet and live food, and the role of water quality in fish health. By understanding these essentials, you can ensure your fish grow strong and vibrant. Keep reading to unlock the secrets of optimal fish feeding. Understanding the special dietary needs of exotic fish. Key nutrients for a balanced exotic fish diet. When you think about feeding your exotic fish, consider the key nutrients they need to thrive. Just like us, fish require a balanced diet to stay healthy and vibrant. Here are the essential nutrients. 1. Proteins. Builds muscles and supports growth. 2. Fats. Provides energy and supports cell health. 3. Vitamins. Boosts immune system and overall health. 4. Minerals. Aids in bone development and metabolism. Make sure your fish get a mix of these nutrients. High-quality fish food often contains all these components, but always read the label to be sure. Including healthy fats can also enhance their overall diet. Common mistakes in feeding exotic fish. Feeding exotic fish can be tricky. Here are some common mistakes you might be making. 1. Overfeeding. It's easy to think more food means happier fish. But too much food can lead to health issues and dirty water. 2. Ignoring variety. Fish can get bored with the same food. Mixing it up with different types of flakes, pellets, and live food is essential. Variety is key. 3. Not considering size. Small fish need smaller food. Make sure the size of the food matches the size of your fish. Avoiding these pitfalls will help keep your fish healthy and active. The importance of nutritional supplementation. Sometimes, fish food alone isn't enough. That's where nutritional supplementation comes in. Supplements can help fill in the gaps in your fish's diet. For example, 1. Spirulina. Great for color enhancement and immune support. 2. Garlic. Helps with appetite and can combat parasites. Using supplements is like giving your fish a little extra boost. It can make a big difference in their health and happiness. Consider looking into nutritional interventions that can further support their well-being. Optimal feeding practices for different exotic fish species. Tailoring your feeding strategies to species. When it comes to feeding your exotic fish, knowing their specific needs is key. Each species has its own dietary requirements. For example, some fish thrive on herbivorous diets, while others are carnivorous. Here's a quick guide to help you choose the right food for your fish. 1. Goldfish. Herbivore. Recommended food is flake food and vegetables. 2. Betta fish. Carnivore. Recommended food is live or frozen food. 3. Tetra. Omnivore. Recommended food is flake food and pellets. 4. Angelfish. Carnivore. Recommended food is live food and high-quality pellets. By understanding what your fish eat, you can make sure they stay healthy and happy. Don't just throw in any food. Take the time to learn about what your fish prefer. This way, you're not just feeding them, you're nurturing them. Utilizing optimal feeding patterns can enhance their overall experience. The role of water quality in fish feeding. Water quality plays a huge role in your fish's feeding habits. If the water is dirty or has the wrong pH, your fish may not eat well. Clean water helps them digest food better and stay active. Here are some tips to maintain good water quality. 1. Regular testing. Check pH, ammonia, and nitrate levels. 2. Frequent water changes. Change 10 to 15% of the water weekly. 3. Proper filtration. Use a good filter to keep the water clean. When the water is in great shape, your fish will feel more comfortable and will be more likely to eat. It's like creating a cozy home for them. How to choose between pellet and live food. Choosing between pellet and live food can feel like a tough decision. Both have their pros and cons, and your choice should depend on your fish's needs. 1. Pellet food, convenient and easy to store, provides balanced nutrition, less risk of introducing diseases. 2. Live food, more appealing to many fish, offers natural hunting behavior, can be more nutritious. Think about what your fish like. If they seem bored with pellets, try adding some live food to spice things up. Just remember to source live food from a reputable dealer to avoid any health risks. You might also consider finding the right protein sources to ensure their diet is well-rounded. Enhancing aquatic nutrition for healthier fish. The impact of diet on fish growth and behavior. You might not realize it, but the diet you provide your fish plays a huge role in their growth and behavior. Just like us, fish need the right nutrients to thrive. A balanced diet can lead to vibrant colors, increased activity, and better overall health. When fish receive the proper nutrition, they grow faster and are more resilient to diseases. Think of it this way. Feeding your fish a varied diet is like giving them a well-rounded education. They learn to adapt and behave naturally. For example, a diet rich in protein can enhance their swimming skills and encourage playful interactions. In contrast, a poor diet can lead to lethargy and dull colors. Signs of nutritional deficiency in exotic fish. Have you noticed your fish acting differently? Nutritional deficiencies can show up in various ways. Here are some signs to watch for. 1. Faded colors. If your fish lose their vibrant hues, it's a red flag. 2. Lethargy. Are they spending more time hiding? This could indicate a lack of essential nutrients. 3. Poor growth. If your fish aren't growing as expected, their diet might be lacking. 4. Strange swimming patterns. Erratic movements can signal health issues tied to their food. Understanding these signs is crucial. If you spot any of these symptoms, it's time to rethink what you're feeding your fish. You may want to explore research on nutritional deficiencies to better understand their needs. Best practices for maintaining optimal feeding conditions. To keep your fish healthy, you need to follow some best practices for feeding. Here's a quick list to help you out. 1. Choose quality food. Look for high-quality fish food that meets your fish's specific needs. 2. Feed in moderation. Overfeeding can lead to health problems. Only give what they can eat in a few minutes. 3. Variety is key. Rotate between different types of food to provide a balanced diet. 4. Observe feeding habits. Pay attention to how your fish respond to different foods. This can help you tailor their diet. By keeping these practices in mind, you can create a feeding routine that promotes healthier and happier fish.